Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I haven't talked about today's subject for a while, but that doesn't mean that I have forgotten about it. I'm talking about the estate tax, or death tax, as it is commonly referred to. 100 years ago, 1916, the federal government passed the estate tax. I can't tell you how many small businesses, farms, ranches have been forced out of business when the greedy arm of the government reaches in at death and steals almost half the business assets. I remember when my father, my business partner, died. Our farming operation was not huge, but I had to borrow a lot of money to pay the death tax. It took me 10 years to pay off that loan. The death tax is the most unfair, unreasonable, destructive tax that we have. Those individuals with big wealth, like Buffett or Gates, they hire lawyers to shield their estate from the tax, put the assets in a trust, and let their children and family work for the trust. Small businesses are not going to be able to do that. Some people might assume that the estate tax raises big money for the government. When they're wrong, I'm looking at a pie chart telling us where federal revenue comes from. Half comes from individual taxes, about one-third from Social Security tax, 10% from corporate taxes, and then look at the estate tax, less than one-half of 1%. It is such a tiny sliver on the pie chart, you can hardly see it. It's nothing to the government, but it is everything to small businesses. Farmers want to kill the death tax. Hillary Clinton wants to keep it and raise the tax rate from 40 to 45%. At least Donald Trump wants to eliminate the tax. Keep in mind that this decision is not up to the president, though. The Congress has the power to pass legislation to make a change. Voter polls tell us that 70% of the people don't believe the death tax is fair and should be done away with. And by the way, Senator Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's vice presidential running mate, spoke out a few years ago saying, and I quote, "I applaud lawmakers for repealing Virginia's estate tax. This action protects small businesses and farms," end of quote. Of course, we don't have to do what other countries do either. But most developed countries don't have a death tax. The death tax is a burning issue with me and many farm families. But we need major tax reform. The whole tax code, thousands of pages, needs to be junked and start over. Now that I got that issue off my chest, get that combine ready, hit the field. And I'm John Block from Washington.